More than 200 Haitian migrants are being detained after they jumped ship yesterday and tried to swim ashore just outside Miami. Human rights groups are using the incident to highlight the differences in treatment between illegal immigrants from Haiti and those from neighboring Cuba. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Usually, undocumented immigrants try to sneak ashore in isolated areas, far from the prying eyes of police and passersby. So it was shocking when a beat-up wooden freighter packed with 200 migrants pulled up right next to a Key Biscayne beach in full view of a busy highway. Marie Ann Koenig was in her car.
We saw this huge boat with all of these people just getting out and running and running and throwing themselves in the water. And there were just hundreds of people just rushing and rushing and running towards the bridge. And they were swimming ashore as fast as they could.
The group was mainly men, though there were children and even three pregnant women. Some tried to beg rides from passing motorists. Witnesses reported that a group of immigrants boarded one or more vans or pickups and disappeared into the city of Miami. But police and immigration officials quickly closed down the highway and rounded up the great majority of the boat's passengers. Marlene Bastien is an activist for Haitian causes. She was able to talk to some of the migrants.
It was a very arduous and hard journey. And they told me that they were at sea for about 8 days. One young man told me that his hope is that he's set free. That's his hope. That's why he left. He hopes that he'll find freedom.
But the chances of that happening are slim. Many Haitians have tried, usually unsuccessfully, to argue that they deserve refugee status, that they are fleeing persecution in Haiti, one of the poorest and most violent islands in the Caribbean. But while most refugee applicants are freed while their cases are heard, the federal government has detained many Haitians claiming to be refugees for months. That's wrong, Bastien said.
Today in the United States of America, only Haitian nationals are held in detention indefinitely, even after proving credible fear of persecution. Even. No one else is treated like that.
And then many are simply deported. But migrants from neighboring Cuba are, under U.S. law, automatically allowed into the U.S. if they make it ashore. In the so-called wet foot, dry foot policy, Cubans apprehended at sea are returned to the island, while those who make it onto land are usually permitted to remain in America. In an ironic twist, three Cuban rafters fleeing their country were taken in by the Haitians while at sea. North Miami Mayor Joe Celestin, a Haitian American, said it was galling to know the Cubans will likely stay.
That type of double standard is something that is very painful for Haitian American to know that a group of people came in the same boat and one group will get to stay and the other group will maybe get to go back.
But immigration officials say they will treat the Haitians' refugee claims seriously and that they will be processed promptly. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.